Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. A warm day across much of Israel, with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Cooler breezes are expected along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in. Iran's supreme leader has announced a temporary halt to attacks following a ceasefire agreement with the United States. Also, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports earlier this hour that Israel remains on high alert as the ceasefire does not apply to Lebanon. Also this hour, the IDF confirms, through JNS, a stop to strikes on Iran, but says the fight against Hezbollah in Lebanon continues. Separately, Lebanese media reports through the Jerusalem Post indicate confusion around the ceasefire, with Israeli strikes reportedly causing casualties in southern Lebanon earlier today. And finally, France 24 reports from earlier today that Israeli strikes on Lebanon have resulted in dozens of deaths and hundreds of injuries, according to Lebanon's health ministry. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news outlet, reported just minutes ago that Iran might retaliate against Israel for violating the ceasefire in Lebanon. Omid, an Iranian human rights activist, wrote just now that executions in Iran are continuing despite the ceasefire. Sarah Nadav, an Israeli commentator, said moments ago that the ceasefire feels meaningless as she endured bombing throughout the night. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire. According to Ynet, the agreement comes after a night filled with sirens across Israel. The temporary deal aims to de-escalate tensions with Iran, though it's fragile and limited in scope. The focus now shifts to international diplomatic efforts to solidify peace, but the situation remains tense. Turning to Lebanon, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports Israel remains vigilant as the ceasefire with Iran doesn't extend to Hezbollah in Lebanon. The IDF's ongoing operations against Hezbollah highlight the complexity of the region's security concerns. Civilians in border areas should remain prepared for any developments. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details confusion from Lebanese reports, attributing strikes to Israel. These incidents occurred amid the ceasefire announcement, raising questions about its implementation and scope. The impact on Lebanese civilians and regional stability remains a significant concern. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Alice and Louvable are collaborating to test AI coding systems for security vulnerabilities. This initiative reflects the growing importance of cybersecurity as AI becomes more integrated into software development. Separately, Walla reports a significant defense deal with Greece purchasing rockets from Israel's Elbit Systems. The 2.3 billion shekel agreement underscores Greece's military buildup amid regional tensions with Turkey. And finally, CTEC reveals a stealth Israeli startup, Q-Factor, has emerged with $24 million in seed funding. Backed by Intel Capital, it's aiming to revolutionize quantum computing by overcoming current qubit limitations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.